Here at Rosie on the House, we have another special guest on the line. You've heard us talking about the Arizona staycation. You go to rosieonthehouse.com, click the staycation tab, and you can sign up. We pick a monthly winner, and we've designed it a little different this year to make better accommodations. Instead of picking where you want to go, we have pre-selected a destination depending on the time of the year and events and things that are going on, because having that set date allows us to make the arrangements. A lot of times we're running into a situation where somebody would win, and by the time they decided when and where they wanted to go, it was too late to put anything together for them. The hotels were booked out. The shows were sold out. So
Jen Gura was becoming a travel agent.
Yeah.
Part-time travel agent.
So we put the whole year together, and it's in our home maintenance calendar. Our Flagstaff winner is actually joining us on the line. They just got back from their trip last weekend and share a little bit about it. Looks like y'all had a nice white trip.
Miss Mary.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Now,
my daughter said we were being smiled upon for that weekend.
Oh, that's great. Now, you put your name in at the website, rosieonthehouse.com. Was it the first time you had entered?
Oh, no. I've been doing it every month, and I can don't forget to do it.
Okay. All right. And that's key. What the listeners need to know is every month we empty the basket, so every month you can go back and put your name back in.
Right. So, and I've been doing it every month for a couple years or so.
Oh, well, congratulations. So then you get a call from Jennifer, right?
I did. That really surprised me.
Yeah, we were excited to see what you thought about this first new method of having all these different things to do. You guys got to do quite a few things. And when I asked you what your favorite thing to do was, you liked Satchmo's like we did, right?
Oh, yeah. I love that. That was really an interesting place to visit.
So you're notified, you win. You're told to run over to Sanderson Ford, pick a vehicle out. How did that go?
That was, oh, golly, people there were so great. Mr. Pratt was nice and friendly.
And
I figured I'd try to ask for a Raptor, but that didn't work out.
You know, Romy, you might want to make note of that. On the staycation template on our website, it's a picture of the Raptor.
They don't have any on the demo lot.
Oh, and they don't have any on the demo lot.
So Mary shows up to Sanders and says, John, I want the Raptor. It never hurts to ask, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we haven't been able to get a Raptor out or a Mustang 5.0 GT.
The Mustang's what my daughter would like to have had.
For sure. So which one did y'all pick?
Oh, we had the Ford Escape.
Okay.
And that was really, really a great little vehicle.
It's sporty, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's so easy to drive, and the visibility from the driver's seat is spectacular, 360 degrees. I love that little car.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So y'all run up to Flagstaff and check into Little America.
Right. And then that room was wonderful, and that big kind of sliding glass door window to look out into that foresty-looking area. And the first evening there, we dined at the little restaurant there at the hotel, and the waiter was telling everyone it was going to be snowing that night, and we got so excited about that. And I kind of wake up several times during the night all the time anyway, so every time I woke up, I went and looked out to see if it was snowing yet.
Did you get some?
We sure did.
Talk about the night you tried to get up the hill to Lowell Observatory.
Well, we almost got up there. Steep, icy road, driving in the dark. But then we got up there. It was a closed sign. And I also met up with another lady who was trying to get up there. And so they were texting Lowell's and found out it was closed for the evening.
Well, Mary, I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning and sharing. I can't tell you how happy I am to be able to say we had a small part in sending you and your daughter to a great Arizona staycation in Flagstaff. Thanks for participating.
Yeah, well, thank you for sending us there.
And your daughter's name?
Mary Thompson.
Mary and Mary. All right.
She's out herding dogs today.
M squared. All right, Mary. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
We have the next staycation coming up next week, and they have a nice package put together. They get to stay at the Orchards Inn in Sedona.
That's nice.
Their gift basket will come from Sibley's West. They will be able to take a pink Jeep tour to the ancient ruins. And if you missed the broadcast last week, go back and listen. Pink Jeep Tours gave a great interview about just about their company and the history of it and where all the places they go.
And not just what you'll see, but what you'll learn. Mm-hmm. The drivers are so educated about each particular tour. It's what you learn is the hidden secret of that.
Yeah, you'll learn all about the ancient ruins on that one. And then a couple passes at Arizona State Parks. You want to take a nice hike up while you're up there in the Red Rocks. And
we now know the website to find the road less traveled.
That's right.
That's right. Sedona Secret 7.
You can only register for the Arizona Staycation at one place in the whole planet, and that's at rosieonthehouse.com. And you can thank Sanderson Ford for sponsoring it. It was me and Max's idea over a little, I think, a glass of iced tea at lunch one day. Hey, why don't we do this? And the folks at Sanderson love the idea. They've been sponsoring it for, Romy, that's got to be celebrating close to 10 years now, 8 years, something like that.
Something like that. Well, that's a good question. We'll have to look that up.
Get to Rosie on the House. Get registered to win your staycation. RosieOnTheHouse.com.